Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As the world turns its gaze to turmoil and death in Jerusalem, SDPB's Where Do We Go From Here hosts a community conversation at the Black Hills Studio. Today's topic is the Middle East, tolerance, and why it matters in Rapid City. You can join that audience today in person. That starts at noon Mountain Time or at the Black Hills Studio in Rapid City. Or you can follow along on SDPB's Facebook page as that's broadcast live. Joining us now for a preview, Chuck Parkinson is the host. Hey, Chuck, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Lori. Thanks for having us on this morning. I think today will be a wonderful conversation of something that is going to be very informational and educational.
Yeah. Also with us, Hanny Shafi, a Rapid City Community Business Leader. Hanny Shafi, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Chuck, let's start with you. And how long has this particular conversation, and I should say also joining you during the program, Stan Adelstein, correct?
That is correct. Also, okay. Bill Walsh will be joining us as well.
How long has this topic been, you know, in the works as far as planning? Because this week is so timely.
It did turn out to be very timely, and it's even more so because Ramadan, of course, started yesterday. And when it really got started was Hanny presented a presentation at the press forum a couple of months ago here in Rapid City, in which he discussed the Muslim faith. And afterwards, while I was sitting in the audience listening, my wife Suzanne and I looked at each other and said, "We've got to bring this conversation to Rapid City, and make it available to a wider audience." And so we approached Hanny after the meeting, and Stan Adelstein happened to be there at the same time, as was Bill Walsh, who is the host of Press Forum. And we kind of got together and I asked them if they'd be willing to do it, and it's kind of come to fruition. And today we're going to have that discussion.
Why did you think, Chuck, that it was so important to bring the discussion to a local level and talk about what tolerance looks like in Rapid City?
Lori, I think this has become very important. I have done quite a bit of research on issues, and one of the things that has really kind of has driven my desire to get more information and do an educational effort for the community is that there have been 22 instances since February of 2017 that have been basically anti-Muslim gatherings in South Dakota. We also have a number of others. The Southern Poverty Law Center has indicated that there are currently 7 hate groups in South Dakota. And 3 of those hate groups are located in the Black Hills. And so one of the things is we had hoped that we would be able to bring a rational level as the basis of our program, a civil discourse to this issue to hopefully bring information that people are not aware of.
Yeah. Hanny Shafi, you've given that presentation for members of Rapid City. You've been on our program talking about your faith and tolerance of other people's faiths. Is the community changing? Are the conversations changing as more and more people are talking about it? Have you noticed, some of an increased awareness?
There has been some increase in awareness, and there is also some increase in polarization of the points of views. And hopefully, the more dialogue and the more true information that is put out, that more people will really relate to the facts. And hopefully, we could bring people together instead of bringing them apart.
Yeah. Will you tell me about Ramadan? How does it affect Muslims in South Dakota? What sort of things will they be doing?
We stop eating or drinking water or any liquids. Just about Fajr, which is about, like today, it's about 3:45 for those who choose to get up that early and have a drink of water or eat. And then we break our fast at sunset, which today is approximately 8:25 or so. And the goal there, it has a lot of reasons to do it. And, it's really humbling to go through it, So it's a good experience.
And one of the questions I always want to ask about that Hanny is, you know, my daughter's in high school. It's final exam time. It's, you know, it's, are there ways that, you know, young Muslims in the state sort of figure out how to do the things that everyone else is doing during this time of fasting, during this time that, you know, they might have separate obligations, responsibilities, or, you know, want to spend more time with family or in prayer or what have you? How do you sort of balance that, those expectations?
Well, you know, you're supposed to relate to God and experience the faith during all the during all times. But during this month, you try to get more spiritual than other months. But for those who are, you know, have hard jobs or sick or unable to fast or what have you, they're allowed to not fast and make it up whenever they're capable of doing so. And this is a time to really remind us of the Creator and remind us of those who are less fortunate, and also try to teach us, you know, patience, and teach us how to be more accommodating of others. And God is one of the largest, if not the largest, accommodator. And so if somebody is not able to fast, you know, God instructs us that you should not fast.
Chuck, we just had a segment with the Dakota Political Junkies where we were talking about campaigns, the congressional campaign. How should we approach it when political candidates are making anti-Muslim rhetoric or making this part of an issue?
Well, Lori, this one is mind-boggling to me, but it's not new. You know, we can go back to the start of our, you know, throughout the history of our country, and there have always been inflammatory remarks by politicians about ethnic or minority groups that exist. I find it quite troubling in this day and age that we have not advanced any further, and that the idea of fear and loathing and hate should be driving how we elect our representatives, and that, you know, when a representative is elected to any office, they represent all of the people who live in their state or their community. They just don't represent that small group of people that this rhetoric may inspire. I'm very troubled, and I hate to point fingers, but the current president has led by his attacks and these sorts of things. And I, as a Republican, I find this incredibly troubling, because growing up in Western South Dakota, I remember everybody helped everybody else out. Didn't matter what your religion was, if your barn burned down or you were sick and couldn't get your crop in, all of the neighbors got together and came to do it. It didn't matter if you were, you know, Catholic or the four different brands of Lutherans or Muslim or if you were a black or American Indian. It was a situation which we all went to, and for politicians to base their campaigns on this, I find this outrageous, quite frankly. That's my personal opinion, and I've stated it to some of the candidates, and so I hope that I would hope that they would listen to this conversation today and maybe learn something, because knowledge, often these comments are made because they don't have the knowledge that they need to make good decisions.
Mr. Chaffee, would you like to add to that? Anti-Muslim rhetoric is part of a campaign issue.
You know, it's really, of course, you know, it seems like our politicians these days, their main task is getting elected instead of serving the people. And even when they get into office, they forget about what their main task is. And hopefully, you know, like they start realizing, as Chuck mentioned, that they're there to serve the community and serve the country and serve God at the same time. And at the so it's, if you put those three as a priority, I don't think we have anything to fear.
The show is Where Do We Go From Here? It's a community conversation. You can join the audience live if you head down to the Black Hills Studio in downtown Rapid City on Main Street there in the Old Parts Central building. Chuck Parkinson is the host. You can follow online at SDPB's Facebook page. Today's guests, Hanny Chaffee, Bill Walsh, Stan Adelstein, and they're talking about the Middle East tolerance Why It Matters in Rapid City. I'll definitely be tuned in here. That starts at noon Mountain Time, 1 Central. Chuck, Hanny, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it.
Thank you.